Stephanie Michelle, and welcome back to the newest episode of Finding the Funny. This episode, I'm joined by German Branca. One of the things that we've seen over the past year is that comedy had to take a little bit different view. And here's somebody that's been actually doing it his entire time. He's been using TikTok to make his audience. It's definitely a different episode and a different perspective, and I hope you enjoy. I'm Stephanie Michelle. This is Finding the Funny, and I am here with German Branca. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So it's a little bit different because I usually talk with stand-up comics or people that are anywhere in the stage world. You do comedy, but via TikTok.
Right. Yeah. I've been at it for almost 2 years now. And at the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing. I would just see other people doing it and I would try to do what they were doing. But then I started doing like my own thing and just, you know, I kind of, most of them are like voiceovers.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to use my own, basically like my own ideas. I throw down my own skits and stuff.
All right.
And yeah.
So how has that been doing TikTok the past almost 2 years?
It's gotten me a lot of, people like other stand-up comedians started noticing my videos and reaching out, just saying hi, and it's just been, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I feel good because I started doing it just as a hobby, but now it's like more serious because now a couple of this one guy, he reached out. He has a brand, like a clothing brand. And he's all like, hey, I like your videos. Why don't we, I'll give you like all these free stuff and just wear it on your videos. I'm like, oh, hey, cool. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, but I mean, little by little things are coming, you know, coming in.
That's awesome. Which actually I met you, well, got to be introduced to you because Frank Martinez, who's a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Had somebody point you out to him because they're like, hey, you guys look identical.
Yeah, it was during one of my videos that I was going through the comments because actually that one video, it got like a bunch of comments and then it was shared like I want to say hundreds of times, but it was like in the thousands.
Oh, cool.
And then I saw that that comment. I believe it was his sister.
Yeah.
That said, hey. She's like, hey, I didn't know you made this TikTok or something like that. And I looked it up, and then I commented back. I'm like, hey, and then it just went from there.
Yeah. So since I work with Frank all the time, like that's how you kind of came into my world. So it's definitely been working and getting you connections. It's awesome.
And like I said, comedians like that have like a big audience. Like this is what they do for a living, like they reach out and they like, you know, they tell me, hey man, keep it up, we love your stuff, and it feels good.
That's really cool. It's definitely interesting because comedy has been changing because of COVID, so you definitely were kind of already doing something that a lot of comics kind of shot into all of a sudden, it seems like.
Yeah, actually I have noticed that all these other comedians that you know I see on YouTube, they do stand-up comedy. They're like local, like in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, they popped up with an account on TikTok, and they're doing their jokes on TikTok, or they're doing their own little skits on TikTok. So it's pretty cool to see them. And I see like they have like their first 100 followers, and they just keep growing because some of them already have an Instagram account. And they just switch over.
Yeah,
and then you know back and forth, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I feel good because I'm like over 5,000 followers now on TikTok. So I mean, it's pretty. It's still not out there, but I mean, 5,000. I mean, that's a big number, like to me.
It is. Like I have a TikTok. I'm horrible about it. Like Frank is always getting on me that I don't use it, and I'm like, it gets lost in all of the things.
Yeah, like I actually do have a lot because a lot of my TikToks they're public, but I do before I upload them. I go over them. I'm like, yeah, do I like it? Do I not? So I have a lot of them that are just like on private. like that I haven't I never really upload them for a public streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean it's like once you get used to it, it's like it becomes like really easy to edit and cut and just, you know, redo it because it's I mean the most you have is a minute, so but you can do a lot in a minute
Yeah.
when it comes to TikTok, so
Yeah,
it's
I think
pretty
I
awesome.
limited myself to like painting videos, and I think I put up a clip of a joke. I'm horrible with it. I really need, like, I enjoy doing the painting videos there. I got to use another part of my stuff. But so you said you mostly do voice, or you've been doing voiceovers, but you've been kind of changing into other stuff. Where are you getting those
Yes,
ideas?
yes, yes. Because, like I said, a bunch of other, I call them influencers on Instagram. That they're like, they have like, you know, over hundreds of followers. I mean, thousands of followers already, and they kind of like, give me pointers. I'm like, hey, we like your stuff. Like, it's funny, dude. Like, but we're saying it's not funny. It is funny, but they're like, we see you have this charisma. You have this way of you're not shy with the camera. So
Yeah.
why don't you just try doing your own things? I'm like, oh yeah, you know. And then yeah, I did one, which it was just like myself, and a lot of them are in Spanish. You know, that's the one thing. A lot of
Yeah.
them are in Spanish, and I switch back and forth. And yeah, I did one. It was my own. Basically, I wrote my own joke, and then it did get like a lot of views. I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm gonna start doing my own thing now.
Okay. So you kind of already brought it up that you do a lot in Spanish. How is it switching back and forth between English and Spanish for followers?
I think just in Spanish, like the jokes are a lot. They just come naturally, like because Spanish is just that it's you can play with words, they have different meanings and stuff, and it's just like a lot easier. And then Spanish, it is my first, like, because I was born in Mexico,
Okay.
but I was brought here at 4 years old, so I was raised here. But my Spanish is it's actually like still really really good. It's not like, you know. There's a lot of people that grew up here, so their Spanish is just not that good anymore. But mine's really good because I was also a musician for a long period of time, and we practically sang at weddings and stuff like that, quinceañeras. So Spanish is just natural to me. It's my, you know, my first language. But it is easy for me to go back and forth, like switch back and forth. And it's I think it's something I have to take advantage of. Being able to switch it back and forth.
No, it's definitely something that a lot of people can't do. So if you can get more, have two audiences, that's awesome.
And then there's also the audience that's like they call it Spanglish. That, you know, they use
Yeah.
both English and Spanish. So yeah, you know, why not? You know, a lot of my followers are also like that.
No, definitely. I'm jealous because I only speak English, which I know is one of the, when you I was asking you for videos and you're like, I'll just send you these ones.
Yeah, I mean, I say a handful of them in English, and so the ones that I provided that I sent you over are like I think were like my best ones that I have.
Okay, I enjoyed them. They made me laugh. I'm just gonna point out right now because nobody can see what's going on that you have a child behind you.
Yeah, I have my daughter here. She's a big fan of me. My little fan. She just came in here and she's like, Dad, you're doing great.
I love it because I was gonna ask.
Hi.
Hi.
You
I was gonna ask.
want to just say hi? Want to say hi? She wants to say hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. How are
What's
you?
your name?
My name is Stephanie. What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia. That's a very pretty name, Sophia. It's nice to meet you.
So my big boy's brother's Santi, he's a big boy and he's growing up and he's three now.
Oh my goodness, that is, he is growing up, dude.
was two and he's three now.
Oh, that's a big
Grandmama.
jump.
Yeah, she's she also, same thing. She loves being in our videos because I also do some videos with my wife that she assists me sometimes, and she likes to get in.
Well, I was gonna use that kind of as a segue. How is it having a family and doing anything in entertainment?
Well, I mean, it was once it was start like I said, it started as a hobby, and but once I started growing an audience, and I was getting a little bit overboard with the making videos and being, so then it's just you just have to sit down and talk about it. Hey, okay, so this, as long as you do this and do this, you can start. I basically all my videos I do them late. Late at night, when after the family's taken care of, we spend time with the kids and stuff like that. And yeah, that's you compromise basically,
I get it. It's interesting because I have kids and I'm trying to balance, and it's interesting finding a balance between raising a family and trying to do this weird hobby that just kind of takes over.
no, but like I said, like me, I was a musician. My wife was also a musician for a long time. So that basically that's kind of how we met through music. So we understand that it is time consuming. And then after we decided to start a family, we both quit. We both said, okay, you know what? Music is it's out of the picture now. We can't because it was it used to take like all weekend basically. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and sometimes we would go out and like little tours up north, whatever, and it was taking a lot of time. So, like I said, we sit down, we compromise. Okay, we want to start a family, and then this is out of the picture now. But then this came up, and then she supports me. That's a good thing. She says, as long as you don't lose track of your family, you can go ahead and do your hobby.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you have an awesome support system and some fans built in right there.
Yeah, they're always they get a laugh too. And I also have a YouTube channel which sometimes I go out on family trips with them, and I record to a blog, and I just share it with people to see what we do.
Awesome. That's very
Yeah,
cool.
because we are a family of six now. We have a 10-month-old baby that she's just once she learned how to walk, she's everywhere now.
Oh yeah. It's terrifying when they learn to walk. So wait, so you have a
Oh my God.
10-month-old, a 3-year-old.
She's 5, and then I have a 9-year-old, but he lives with his mom, in LA.
Gosh.
But yeah, I get him on the weekends. He's here, so it's a full house on the weekends.
Oh, I bet. And I'm betting the older they get, the more they're going to want to be involved with things.
Yes.
All right. So, okay. So you have the YouTube channel, the TikTok. You used to be in music. Is there any other areas of entertainment that you want to go or that you kind of would like to see yourself like kind of path go down that path?
Basically, I mean, I just want to. I do see this social media thing, going somewhere because, like I said, people are reaching out, and I have been invited to different to collab in different videos. But this whole, with the lockdown and the whole COVID thing, I do, think about family first, and I'm just like, you know what? Thank you right now, but I can't really do it. I do have kids at home, so I kind of like just leave it for a minute, but eventually I will, because I like I said, all these people that are reaching out to me, and they have hopefully that the opportunity is still there.
Absolutely. So when you're filming, I know you kind of already said that you kind of film at night. Is there any other time, like where you sneak your film in?
Oh yes, like sometimes at work is I work in Huntington Beach at a glass shop, and sometimes I have to wait there for deliveries to get delivered, and I have like about an hour, 2 hour to kill. So yeah, I just go ahead and I start thinking of things to do, and well, I mean, video wise, TikToks, and I just because a lot of my videos are in our shop in our office.
Got it. Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Where do you like write, do you have like a like where do you keep your ideas? I can word I mess it up all the time. But like so do you keep like a notebook? Do you write it in your phone like for things that you want to get to eventually?
I mean, no, I mean, most of them are just like in my head. I have
Okay.
A lot of people did, like my wife had told me, you have a really good memory. I mean, and I was a lead singer for the band I was with, and just memorizing all those songs that we used to perform. So a lot of it just sticks. It just like stays here, and then it just, if I forget, eventually it comes back. You know? And when it comes back, then I catch it. But
Okay.
yeah, and a lot of people have a lot of, like I said, a lot of people that do this for a living, they like just get a notepad and just write like your idea so you won't forget them, you know. But yeah, and that's something I should start doing, just getting a little notepad and just throw it down there, like, okay.
I like how you're gaining something from this episode. That's fun. I'm good
Yes,
at
it's all.
that.
I mean, like I said, I take everything. Everything's a learning experience for me right now. Just last night, also I was watching a this. He's an actor, Rolando. This guy on Pio Rolo. He was one of the. I don't know if you've seen Next Friday, the movie Next Friday with Ice Cube. Okay, so he was one of the Jokers. I think he was Baby Joker, that actor. So he was doing his live, and I was like, he was like, ask me questions, and I threw him a question, and I just asked him like a simple one. I was like, tell us a story, you know, of you being on set with Ice Cube and all them. And then he answered, and I just left it at that. And then this morning I had a message from him. He's all like, hey man, thanks for joining me in my live. And he reached out. I felt good. I'm like, hey, you know, the guy's taking a minute to like reach back and tell me, hey, thanks for asking me, you know, asking questions. And then he just gave me pointers and just keep doing what you're doing, man. And he liked my videos as well, so shout out to him.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
So just
so
kind of
like I
going
said,
out
I
there.
mean,
I
yeah,
froze.
it's like a lot of people are just like, you know, just like reaching over, so it's cool. I'm enjoying it.
That's awesome. I
Yes.
like that you're
And
learning
I
from
just hope like one,
everybody.
like you never know, like yeah, I mean, it's like it's they tell me just keep doing. You never know, one of your videos is gonna go viral, and then you're gonna be like the guy from the skateboard guy. What's his name? Dogface.
Oh yeah.
You know,
No.
he's amazing. The guy just blew up. Like, I was like, wow, that was a amazing story of his.
So, definitely. One of the things I'm interested in, because with stand-up comedy, our feedback is in laughter, but we don't always get to hear specific thoughts of anybody in the audience unless they're
Right.
heckling, where you get the comments below. Have you had any really amazing comments or any super negative comments that kind of stand out?
I mean, I like I always say, good feed and bad feed is it's welcome, because with the good feed, you know, it kind of tells me that I'm going in a good path. But when it's a bad feed, I know we'll have to work. I can kind of like, okay, I have to work on this and this. So it's all like you said, I learn from everything. And but luckily I haven't really had any bad feed, like really bad that, you know, gets me mad. Thankfully I don't have any of that feed right now. But I mean, because my audience it is growing, and I know the more it grows, the more it's gonna be, you know, I'm gonna have to start learning how to take, you know, negativity and turn it into a positive, you know.
No, definitely. I know. That's the one thing I'm like, we don't get instant feedback. So if somebody hates me, I don't ever really get to know unless they tell me.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
I don't get that. So I'm like, I'm a little intimidated by that factor sometimes. Comments that people send or messages, things people send is always interesting. So you sent me a couple clips and I went through them and there was a couple that I kind of just wanted to talk about. Like where you got the, I'm hoping you can remember the ones that I bring up.
Yeah.
But like the where the clip's from and kind of what you were doing when you were shooting it. So the first one is the fuck this job.
I hate this job for real. I do too. When you gonna quit? Shit, I'm gonna quit the same day you quit. Matter of fact, when you put your 2 weeks in, let me see the paper so I can write on the back. Me too. I got you. Fuck this job. Fuck this job, bitch. I quit. Fuck this job. Cause I don't really need this shit.
Okay.
Fuck this job. Cause the boss act like a little bitch. Hey, fuck this job. He always talking and all that shit. Okay. Fuck this job.
Everything
Fuck
good
this
over here?
job, bitch.
Yes,
Yes, sir. All right. Verse 2, fuck this job.
So I'm guessing you remember that one.
That's one of like the most recent one. I think it was like about a week or 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think all the ones are pretty recent.
Yeah.
But for anybody who doesn't see your videos, one of the things that's kind of, you play all the parts for the most of them that I've seen. I know I've seen ones with your, I think your wife in them, but I think it was in Spanish. So I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Most of them, I mean, because like I said, TikTok, it's so easy to like switch back and forth and edit which what you like and you don't like. So yeah, one person. I'm the only guy there. So yeah, I'll play both parts. It's so simple. I just either do this or just turn my head backwards and now, oh, it's a different person. I think. But yeah, that's basically all I do. And I have been thinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go on Amazon. I'm going to order different types of wigs, like different styles of wigs.
Just get really just like, bad Halloween wigs.
Yeah. Like just make, I don't know, like maybe make up characters, you know, that's something that I also want to do. Make up like, you know, characters. Cause a lot of people do that. You know, they just make up a character and a lot of people identify with that character.
Yeah.
So that's another way that I'm just heading that way.
Mm-hmm.
But so, yeah, most part it's just me.
Yeah. So this one, you're two guys kind of going back and forth about fuck this job, and then the boss walks in. Where is that like your sound clip, or where's that one from, or is it just a?
No, that one is. I just came across. I was like I said, I was scrolling on TikTok and I came across it, and then the person that I just hit on the voice, the audio, and then you know you just download it to your.
Okay.
To your profile, and then you use it. But the way that it was being performed by the person, it's like I try my best to make it like that the mouth syncs, like the lips, and because that means a lot. You know, it also a lot of people see that you put a lot of time and effort into it. So that and I got really good that I sometimes get it on the first try. Like I just get it, like boom, it's there. So that's something that I like. I kind of like to like. I'm proud of you know that I do that.
Absolutely. So. Another one that you did was the fired on your day off.
You wanted to see me, boss? Yeah, I'm gonna need you back up. You're fired. Fired? Is this about yesterday? About you know it's about yesterday. Well, that's discrimination, bro. I wasn't even working yesterday. I wasn't even clocked in. What I do on my personal time shouldn't even matter to you. You robbed us yesterday. Fair enough.
Which, the entire time, I was expecting a very, like, Friday-esque... Not Friday. What movie am I thinking of? somebody else... It was a movie where somebody got fired on their day off. Was it Friday?
Friday. Like, yeah, but it's Friday.
It wasn't, yeah. But the clip wasn't from Friday, was it? And I'm just like completely, no.
No, I think that was an original sound from someone. And I just took it. And it just came to me. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to make it seem like the camera caught me stealing something. And it was, you know, tissue paper because everybody wanted toilet paper and tissue paper for a reason. It was out of stock everywhere, so why not?
I know, because I'm like, that one you do have a wig, though.
A wig?
Don't you have a wig in that one?
No. It's not a wig. Sometimes I just use a shirt. I just throw a shirt over my head, and, you know, a lot of people are doing that. Why not? You know, it just resembles hair.
I thought it was a wig, so yeah, it did. Maybe I need to watch videos with my glasses is what I just learned.
I do switch hats. I mean, I did at work, see that. I do have some hats that I wear for like when I'm working out in the sun. So I do switch back and forth with hats. That's all I do mainly. Just hats. I don't really do wigs or a shirt over my head that, you know, symbolizes long hair.
Well, it worked for somebody who's blind. It's fine. The last one I was going to bring up was your dick size in the woods.
So this random dude messaged me. He's like, hey, you want to compare dick sizes in the woods? Fucking weirdo. He didn't even show up, like, wasting my time.
Oh, my God. That was... I actually I saved the audio for that one, and it took me just over a month to actually do it because I'm like, I don't know, like, should I? Because I don't really, I'm like, it's kind of like too much. But then one day I'm like, you know what, whatever. I was sitting in my car, and then like I just kind of like pulled over, and there were some bushes there. I'm like, hey, this looks like a forest, why not? And I just did it like in my car. I didn't even get out of my car. It was just all in my car.
That's funny. Well, I was just laughing because I was just like, that one caught me off guard a little bit. But okay, so you said that that one took you a long time to do. Is there a line that you won't cross? Like you won't make something that talks about this or that?
Yeah, I like something that insults women, I won't do. Like towards women, I will not, because you know I have daughters and I have a wife, you know, sisters and a mom, and I won't cross that line.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I could talk about, you know, being like anything except that one line. I will not cross it, and also because, you know, I just think that it would like my I don't want to get in trouble with my wife, but I respect women so much that I would never do that. I just won't. I won't. I won't even. I don't even. I don't even like. Honestly, I don't even like using the B word like towards a girl. So I just that
Okay.
just you know explains a lot. I'm like, no,
No, I mean,
that's the only line.
if you have a line, don't cross it. That's
Yeah.
good. I love that you like bring up like the all the women in your life though. That like was adorable.
Oh yes.
So, 'cause yeah, I was like, so of your kids, 'cause you have your son, I just saw your daughter, and then so you have your youngest is a daughter then. So you have two girls.
Yes, it's my oldest, my 9-year-old, he's a boy, and then I have a 5-year-old girl, 3-year-old boy, and then a 10-month-old baby
You
girl.
just went back and forth there perfectly. Good job on you.
Yes. I'm actually proud of it because I remember when we were gonna have our daughter. My wife said, "I want a girl." I'm like, "You'll get a girl," and then boom. And then she's like, "Now I want a boy." I'm like, "You'll get a boy," and then boom. This last one, I'm like, I wanted a boy, but you got a girl.
Now, so you can't come in with like you get it, boom, like because that now you can't get that wrong.
No, I know. And then so this last one, I'm like, I was like, whatever, you know, God, whatever you decide, it's up to you. They're all
Genetically, that's not how
blessings.
any
They're
of
all
that works, but
blessings.
it's fine. So, doing all of this on side of having a family, on side of having a full job, like, where do you want to see this take you? Like, what is your end game with all of this? Ideally, is there other areas you want to go?
I mean, I told him my plan or my goal. I see myself just doing this and not having to worry about getting up in the morning, going to work. You know, because I do a lot of I do know that a lot of people they basically do this now for a living. You know, they not just because of the videos, but you know the commercials and all these other deals that they have going now. I'm like, I'm still not doing that good, but I mean, for a guy to reach out and say, "Hey, man, promote my clothing brand," I mean that kind of says something, you know. So I do see myself doing something, or at least leaving a print with all of this social media stuff. And while I'm young, I mean, you know, because I'm gonna be 35 pretty soon,
Oh, you're just a little
so.
bit younger than me. I dated myself and now I want to remove that from this recording. Well, no, that's awesome. Like, I'm excited. It was kind of exciting to talk to somebody who's making people laugh, but just in a very different way. And it seems to be the way that's kind of worked the best throughout the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said. I mean, the main goal here is to make certain people laugh, and to because I do know a lot of people. Like this year has been pretty bad. A lot of people are losing their houses, or you know, just losing their jobs and their family members. It's pretty hard. And so if I can make somebody laugh for just a minute, and you know, or make them forget for that day, you know, how bad of a day they're having. I think that's I did my job, you know.
Awesome. So, last question is going to be if you had advice to give to somebody who wanted to kind of do like the TikTok comedy, what would you tell them?
Just go for it. You know, you're not, I mean, just be yourself most of all, you know. Sorry, give it your special touch on all your videos. Make it your own. I mean, a lot of people do use the same sound, but it's kind of like the way you deliver when you're like acting out, because it's kind of like acting. Not necessarily, you don't really talk because you're using an audio, but it's the way that you kind of like make the scene your own. And just go for it. I mean, you got nothing to lose. I mean, it's just it's as simple as that. Just give it, go for it, and you know, and you might like it, you might not, but you're not gonna know if you don't try it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And bye, guys.
Thank you so much again, and thank you for the opportunity, you know, letting people know a little bit of myself, and you know, and we'll be in touch. And shout out to everybody.
Oh, and give your name for your TikTok and
Oh yeah,
Instagram.
yes. On TikTok, you guys can find me at GBA86. That's TikTok. On Instagram, you guys can find me at GBA underscore 86. And basically, or just look up German Baranka, GERMAN, and Baranka is BARRANCA, and you know, I'll pop out. And that's my hashtag, basically. I made that hashtag my own, GBA underscore 86. Just type that in on Instagram, and all my videos pop up.
Well, there you go.
Because that's my own little thing. I got
Yeah.
lucky.
Branding, it's important in this.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you again and bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you follow German on all of his different platforms so you can see the videos when they come out. His Instagram is GBA underscore 86. His TikTok is GBA 86. As always, I want to make sure to thank Dave the Prophet for providing the music. His beats are provided by Curtis King. I'm Stephanie Michelle. This has been Finding the Funny, and I hope you enjoy.
Told my mama on the phone, it ain't no check to check. No more Honda Civics, baby, time to whip that back. Lyrics, beats, and the hooks, I'm a triple threat. Glow up on my Jesus piece, now I'm living blessed. Looney Bin, BYE, you know we down to ride. Try to kill me with this mic, suicide. Since I got on man, all I hear is fucking lies. More money, more problems, fucking certified.
I was sitting in my car, and then like I just kind of like pulled over, and there were some bushes there. I'm like, hey,